Fathers, don't stir up anger in your children, but bring them up in training and instruction of the Lord. In accordance with the season, we here at 5 Minutes would like to pay homage to the fathers all over the world. This is a day that, unlike Mother's Day, is one that needs special attention. It's one that we would like to show respect to all those who have had a hand in raising, protecting, and covering us. Now, there's a story of an 80-year-old man who was sitting on the couch one day with his 45-year-old son, when all of a sudden, a crow perched on their window. The father asked the son, "What is this?" The son replied, "It's a crow." After a few minutes, the father asked his son a second time, "What is it?" The son said, "Now, I just told you, father, it's a crow." This went on for about 4 or 5 times, and when the son was beginning to feel irritated because of the repeated questions, the son, now with a tone in his voice, said, "It's a crow, a crow, a crow, I tell you. Why do you keep asking me the same question over and over? Why are you not able to understand this?" A little later on, the father got up and went to his room, and when he came back with an old diary. And he had been maintaining his diary since his son was born. And when he opened up the page, he asked his son to read it. When the son read it, the following words were written in that diary: "Today, my 3-year-old son was sitting with me on a sofa when a crow was sitting on our window. My son asked me 23 times, 'What was it?' And I replied to him all 23 times that it was a crow. I hugged him lovingly each time he asked me the same question again and again for 23 times. I did not feel irritated, but I rather felt affection for my innocent child. Now, while the little child asked him 23 times, 'What was it?' and the father felt no irritation in replying to his questions, today, when the father asked his son those same questions, the son felt irritated and annoyed." Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through your hard times. A godly father is one who cares for his family, and he goes to great lengths ensuring that their every need has been met. He may get tired and frustrated and feel as though he wants to give up, but he keeps on pushing because he cares for his family. A godly father is a man that never pushes away from his family, but he rears them with loving kindness, and he displays a firm hand when the time is needed. He doesn't provoke them with anger, but he shows them gentleness, and in the end, they respect him for it. A godly father is one who brings up his children in the Word of God, and like the Word says, when they get older, they will not stray away from it. He teaches them obedience. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Now, our generation is one that is of problem children and problem parents. And one of the major causes of these problems is a failure to listen to God's instructions. We ought to all walk together under God's authority. Now, fathers may get upset and irritated at times with their children. But then sometimes we upset and irritate other people as well. Discipline and correction are not something that is an enjoyable experience, but at times is needed and it's necessary. And just like our Heavenly Father, He has to discipline and correct us to get us back on track. We too must do the same. Now, here are some traits of a godly father. He is faithful to God and his family. He's a man of action who acts in accordance with the Word of God. He's a teacher, the one that shows his family how they are to conduct themselves in a godly manner. He is their hope because without him, nothing can be accomplished. He sets the example. He always acts in accordance to what God tells him to do. He's reliable, someone that they can always depend on to take care of their every need. He is a father. Listen, my son, to your father's instructions. And don't reject your mother's teachings. Here at 5 Minutes, we like to just wish all the fathers all over the world a happy Father's Day. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. One love, 5 Minutes.